You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look at the ancient deer trails and Native American hunting paths that would become and remain today important roads through the Red River Radio listening area.
Recently, I was driving between Shreveport, Louisiana and Magnolia, Arkansas on my way to study the Jenkins Ferry Civil War battlefield, and I decided to travel as close as possible to the route taken by one of the columns of soldiers heading for that battle. As I drove up Highway 79 north of Minden, Louisiana, I realized that at some points I could see traces of an older road. Once or twice I pulled over, left my car, and walked the short stretches of the older route. To my surprise, I was able not only to find the roadbed, but to identify its width and still see ruts from wagons and early automobile traffic. Here they were, the original paths that expanded civilization. Today, let's consider some important roads in our region. We'll start in Texas. U.S. Highway 59, running north-south in East Texas, and U.S. 79, which extends from Texas northeast into Louisiana and Arkansas, were portions of the Texas Trail, one of the earliest routes to move cattle and goods to market from the West. Highway 59 is one of the trails leading to a small Spanish mission at San Antonio, and it was the path that Davy Crockett used to get to the Alamo. Highway 79 led to Shreveport and to the steamboats that carried cattle downstream to market. Louisiana Highway 8, which bisects the state into its northern and southern halves, is another extension of the Texas Trail, crossing into Louisiana at Burr's Ferry on the Sabine River, leading to Alexandria and extending to the Mississippi River opposite Natchez. U.S. Highway 80, straddling northern Louisiana and moving westward into Texas, and Highway 82, crossing southern Arkansas, are streamlined versions of the immigrant trails that brought settlers to the West. Roads have done more than take people from point A to point B. They have been the direct connections that extended American culture and influence westward. The next time you travel, plug in some extra time and get off the interstate. Travel the road less taken, and you might just learn something about this region and your heritage. I've researched and gathered many old maps of our region that show these roads, and I found that you can learn a lot by studying them. Why were towns built where they were built? Do you suppose that someone one day riding his horse across the wilderness said, "Wow, what a great place for a town," and decided to plop down a survey? It's a little more complicated than that. The most successful towns were built on high points of roads, near a ford of a stream, or a place where a ferry could be operated. Shreveport is a good example. You would think that the Bossier City side would have been the place to put a town, and there was a trading post there first. But the Shreveport side was higher, less susceptible to flooding, and the great cattle road that would become known as the Texas Trail ended in Shreveport. Alexandria and Pineville were on either side of Indian trails that became military roads almost as soon as the United States acquired the Louisiana Purchase. El Dorado, Arkansas was located at the junction of a road and an almost perfect steamboat landing site. Jefferson, Texas was located at the farthest, deepest navigable portion of Big Cypress Bayou and an already existing road. Hundreds of towns, many of which no longer exist, had their beginnings at these intersections. Many of these older roads began as Indian trails, which the pioneers quickly adopted so they wouldn't have to cut down as many trees, and because they usually didn't cross swamps where heavy wagons might be bogged down. Some of these early roads have had their sharp curves eliminated and their widths widened, often obliterating the original tracks. But nonetheless, here and there you'll find the original paths that expanded civilization, a perfect example of why history matters.
Dr. Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport and is featured each Tuesday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.